Welcome back to Substantiate. If you're new here, usually I release an episode every other week and I talk about hypothetical sports matchups where I discuss what if fictional characters or historical figures or even athletes play a different sport. So, you know, what if MLB players played handball? What if NBA players played basketball? What if Hamilton characters went on The Amazing Race? All kinds of past episodes I've done. This week, I couldn't quite get a hypothetical matchup ready, so I'm just going to go through. I have these cards called pod decks. I am acquainted with the guy that creates all of them, Travis Brown. And you can find them at Poddex on Instagram or poddex.com, I think. And they also have an app. But basically, they're just a bunch of different questions. So today, I'm going to be going through a bunch of these different cards, answering them, and I may even tweak them to add a sort of sports connotation to them, because obviously that's what this whole podcast is about. So that's what's going on here today. Coming up in the next few weeks, I'm just going through my list here. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe even 6 consecutive hypothetical sports matchups coming up. So that'll take us through a couple of months. And, you know, just trying to reach out to all these different people and get responses and, you know, come up with all of the different topics is a lot of work. So I try to batch it. I get, you know, I reached out to probably a dozen, maybe two dozen people over the last couple weeks. And as those responses start coming in and we start scheduling times to record, two of them are already scheduled, more on the way over the next couple days. And eventually that makes its way uploaded onto the internet and into your podcast app where you can listen. So before we get into today's episode with all these different questions, just want to take a minute, tell you about SeatGeek. So if you're buying tickets to a game, you're going to want to use SeatGeek. And with promo code SubstantiatePod, you're going to save $20 on your first purchase. So this past weekend, I was in Dallas visiting my brother, and we went to an SMU basketball game. And, you know, anytime you're buying tickets, SeatGeek is always a great place to go because they rank how good the value is of a seat that they're selling. So let's say that, you know, it was the last row in the upper deck and it cost $1,000 for just some random regular season game. Well, they're probably going to give that a red dot because you're pretty much getting scammed. There's no way that seat to any game is worth $1,000. But let's say that, you know, there's a very good seat listed for a reasonable price, then they'll give it a green dot. And then there's yellow dots and lighter green dots, all kinds of things to make it super easy to see where the good seats are and where you can get them. So again, promo code SubstantiatePod at SeatGeek.com and you'll save yourself $20 off of your first purchase. All right, so coming back here, like I just mentioned during that SeatGeek read, I was at the SMU versus Memphis basketball game last weekend, and it was a relatively fun game. Each team has a couple good players. Memphis is coached by Penny Hardaway, obviously former NBA player, and, you know, so it was definitely an exciting game. It was about tied at halftime, and starting the third or the second half, SMU went on a crazy like 21-3 run, something like that. SMU really dominated starting there in the second half. So Just coming back here to these questions now, and again, I'm going to look at the exact questions and then sort of translate them into a more sportsy way for the purpose of this podcast. So the first question, and I only have two decks here. I have the How Dare You deck, and I have the What the F deck. So from the How Dare You deck, would you stop talking to all of your friends for $1 million? So if I'm being Captain Literal Man here, I would say, yeah, I mean, I could sing to my friends, or I think I could manage to get that. But I mean, listen, realistically, that's not what the question is. No, I would not stop talking to all of my friends for $1 million. You know, if I wanted $1 million, I would want to go out and earn it. Or, you know, I'm not trying to just throw away my life for a sum of cash. All right, so now in a bit of a sports context, would you stop watching sports for $1 million? Again, the answer being no. If I wanted $1 million, I would go out and earn it. I would, you know, try to get it in a reasonable way where, you know, I don't have to give up something that is a large part of my life. But fortunately, neither of those offers are on the table for me, so I don't really have to worry about it. All right, here's another one. If you could sing a duet with anyone, who would it be? So I'm a country music guy, and one of, if not the most, popular duet over the last year or so was If I Didn't Love You by Jason Aldean and Carrie Underwood. So I would have to go with Carrie Underwood on that one, with that song probably. I'll link to it down below, to the Spotify link, but yeah, it's quite the duet. And then in a sports way, I guess, like, let's say I was broadcasting a game, any sport, who would I want my broadcast partner to be? So, I mean, maybe this is just sort of like recency, but obviously John Madden revolutionized the way that football is played, the way that it's televised. Just the game Madden alone changed the way the game was presented on television, as well as, you know, just the insights of John Madden. So I think that might be an easy answer, but if we want to go with someone who is still with us, I mean, that's a bit of a tougher one. If I'm trying to think about, like, a good time or something, I mean, maybe Shaq. Like, he's obviously on Inside the NBA, you know, but, you know, that's still not technically broadcasting the game. But, I mean, really any of those guys from Inside the NBA, Ernie Johnson, Kenny Smith, Charles Barkley might be a bit harder too, but, I mean, Shaq, like, when you listen to him, and you listen to him speak, like, he went on the Full Send podcast a few months ago. He's just a really interesting guy. He has a doctorate in education, I think. He has a master's. He, like, you know, he's a DJ. Like, he goes by the name Diesel. And, you know, he does, like, big, maybe not concerts, but, like, parties and stuff. And, I mean, Shaq has quite the personality and obviously insights about basketball. So I think Shaq might be where I'd be going on that one. Shaquille O'Neal. All right, so let's keep going. Oh, and that last card, that was from the What the F deck. So who's the most famous person I've ever met? So this one is actually going to go sort of back to the SMU basketball game. So George W. Bush, obviously former president of the United States, I met him in Maine a few years ago. He walked his dog every morning on the beach that summer. So I woke up a bit early, went down to the beach, and sure enough, there he was walking his dog, plenty of Secret Service around him. So he's probably the most famous person I've met, but I earlier that week, I also met Bill Clinton playing golf in Montauk, New York. Apparently, he goes there every year for his birthday, and I just happened to be playing there that weekend, or I think it was a Tuesday, not weekend, and sure enough, he was there. We waited a little bit, met him, heard him speak for a little while. Oh, and George W. Bush, he relates to the SMU basketball game because he goes to every basketball game at SMU, so he was there that day. And, you know, they put him up on, like, the Jumbotron or whatever because, you know, he's a former president of the United States, and so they honored him. And now, so I guess the most famous athlete I've ever met, I guess would probably be sort of Aaron Judge. I mean, I didn't, like, meet him, but he signed my ball, and I think I told the story once before on the podcast. It was after a Blue Jays game here in Toronto, and I went over. I had a couple friends sitting next to the Yankees dugout, just said hi to them, and they told me that Judge was going to come out and take pictures with them after the game. And while he was out there, he gave me a fist bump and signed my ball. And then also, CC Sabathia, a former Yankee pitcher, I went to his house in Alpine, New Jersey for Halloween a couple years ago. And you can, like, walk through, wait online for a while, and eventually take a picture in his garage with him when he's all dressed up. The Sabathia family takes Halloween very seriously. He was dressed up as an Avatar character that year, so in all the blue. And the whole garage was decorated and stuff. And so CC Sabathia was there just in his whole thing. And I went up to him, took a picture, and there was a lot of candy at that house. All right, coming up again from the What the F deck, what is the scariest sound you could hear in the middle of the night? So for this one, I would probably have to go with some kind of either like explosion, something, you know, just something super violent, like machine gun or something, or just someone like running through my house. I feel like, I don't know, I always sleep with all my doors closed, my closet, bathroom, hallway, everything shut. I just like that to be all closed off. And I would, you know, just, I would never want someone just running through my hallways because then it makes me think that something is going on, even if something isn't. And, but, I mean, realistically, I've had the fire alarm or whatever be, like, on low battery in my room or in the hall, and that is super annoying when once every few minutes it just beeps super loudly, and you have no idea which smoke detector it is and which one to change the batteries on or just take them out and deal with it in the morning. But I feel like they always go off at night, which is annoying, but fortunately, I don't have to deal with that too often. And I guess in terms of a sports game, what's the scariest sound that I could ever hear in a sports game? I mean, realistically, from an injury standpoint, I mean, you can hear stories of athletes where they'll describe either a player next to them or themselves of a bone snapping or something. And I mean, that's never good. It's scary. Maybe not in the same kind of way as, you know, someone threatening your life, but it's I don't know. You'll hear stories about, you know, someone's ankle or someone's arm, and especially in football when it's just so violent, and it's just never good. But here's another question from the How Dare You deck, and this question is, have you ever eaten food from the floor? Now, yes, obviously I've eaten food from the floor, you know, whether it's I drop a chip, you know, something small, but you know, it obviously depends on the setting. If I drop it on my kitchen floor, which is relatively clean, then that's different from me dropping a piece of popcorn inside an arena or a stadium. Like, you know, that's just gross. Like, please don't do that. So I guess that also takes in the sports part of that question. But yeah, just don't eat something off of the ground when, ew, just in a stadium. Ugh. All right. Well, I'll tell you something. If I was going to eat anything off of the ground of, you know, something super gross, I would eat a Built Bar, because Built Bars are the number one protein bar just out there in the world, in my opinion, at least. And they're covered in completely chocolate. So, you know, okay, there's a little dirt in the chocolate from the ground of the stadium, but it's still covered in completely chocolate. You know, chocolate never goes bad. So you've got your chocolate on the outside. And then on the inside, there's a couple of different kinds of bars. So first, you got your puffs. These are like protein-infused marshmallows. So you got mint marshmallow puffs. They've got churro puffs, which are probably my favorite puffs. Then they've got the banana cream pie, a lemon-dipped cheesecake, coconut marshmallow. They've got great kinds of puffs there. And then you got your regular kinds, right? You got your peanut butter brownie, you got your raspberry, coconut, cookies and cream. They've actually had a white chocolate cookies and cream one recently, which is one of my favorites. It really just tastes like straight up white chocolate. It's pretty good. You know, and even strawberry and double chocolate. You know, some nights I'll want something for dessert, and I'll just go grab a double chocolate Built Bar because it's going to be healthier and taste pretty much just as good as many other desserts. And then lastly, you've got your chunk bars. So I don't think they're selling them right now, but you've got your cookie dough chunk, and then you've got your coconut brownie chunk. And the coconut brownie chunks are probably, yeah, safe to say, my favorite Built Bar. I'm not even a big coconut guy. I don't really love most coconut things. But, I mean, you just try the Built Bar, and it's just like a little bit of sweet covered in entirely 100% chocolate and with those little brownie chunks in there. Sometimes I'll even like to eat them upside down so I get the brownie on my tongue first. And you really just can't go wrong with Built Bars. So, yeah, and I know they're actually coming out the day that this episode is released. Limited time orange flavor. They're bringing back orange and strawberry limited time until they sell out, because those bars, they go quickly. So get on that while they're in stock. And on built.com, use code substantiate, save yourself 10% off. Again, built.com, save yourself 10% off. Now, speaking of Built Bar, so last weekend was the Daytona 500, and Built Bar actually sponsored a car because they are the official protein bar of NASCAR. And their driver, Corey LaJoie, I think that's how you say his name, L-A-J-O-I-E, LaJoie, I think. Anyway, he came in 14th place, and yeah, so he definitely came in the top 50% there out of 40. So, you know, not too bad. And representing Built Bar out there. Anyway, I don't really watch NASCAR, but once I saw that they had a car, had to go and root for him. So what question comes next? How long could you go without talking? So how long could I go without talking? I mean, so at camp, back in the day, our counselors, when I was like younger, maybe 9 or 10, our counselors would have silent day. That was always their favorite day of the summer because you weren't allowed to speak. And it wasn't more that you weren't allowed to speak. It was just that if you spoke, you were out of the competition. And so I think the first year we did it, I tied for first place. And ultimately, it came down to I was in the bathroom, someone knocked on the door, and I said I'm in here because I didn't want to get walked in on. And that's how I lost, like, triple snack that day or something. Anyway, how long could I go without sports? Probably not that long. Maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks. I mean, without talking about sports, playing sports. I mean, that's why before I couldn't trade in sports for $1 million. Like, you would have to give me a lot more than that. And yeah, that would just be tough. And no point in trying that. So here's the question. What type of contest do you think would be fun to judge? So I'm not even just going to do this as a regular contest. I'm just going straight to the sports context. The game that I would most like to referee or umpire, I would probably have to say is basketball. I mean, just basketball, you know, it's not slow paced. It's not like you're umpiring baseball where, you know, I can imagine getting tired of that if you're not the one playing and you're not just observing it for fun. But in basketball, although the refs might get a lot of hate, still, all of the referees, you know, you're up there if you're a professional referee, if you're in the NBA, you're watching this crazy talent right up close, and you know, it's just right there. Again, usually referees and umpires, you only know their names if they're bad. Back in December, I was in California, and we went to the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, and they had an exhibit there. It was about the FBI, I think it was. And in there, they had a referee jersey of Tim Donaghy, who used to be an NBA referee. And eventually, he got caught up in this whole scandal with a mob and, you know, trying to push games in a certain direction over the spread to make the mob a lot of money. Eventually, he got caught for it, spent a couple years in jail, I believe, is out now. And then there's this great podcast about the whole story, about the whole scandal. It's called Whistleblower, and kind of a double meaning word there, whistleblower obviously being someone that calls out the scandal, but also the fact that, well, yeah, he was a referee. He blew whistles for a living, as well as taking money from the mob to, you know, make them a lot more money. All right, here is another question from the What the F deck. How many times a day do you check your Facebook? I probably check my Facebook maybe once a day. I don't really use Facebook that often. You know, I sort of stopped using it for the podcast, you know, I don't know, several months ago, because it was just a lot of effort to get all of the images and stuff up on another platform, and then there wasn't really much engagement or stuff going on Facebook, as there was on Instagram or Twitter. So, you know, maybe I'll come back to Facebook one day. You can still find the account at SubstantiatePod, as well as Instagram and Twitter at SubstantiatePod. But, yeah, I don't really use Facebook much. But how often do I check the ESPN app for sports scores? Oh, I check it a lot. You know, probably 3+ times a day, right? You got once in the morning, look at what were last night's scores, NBA, NHL, or if it's MLB season, all of that, Sunday night football, what was the final score, as well as then, you know, maybe sometime in the afternoon, looking for something in the future, or again, you know, at night, checking on live games, what are the scores, checking on maybe there were some afternoon games if it's a weekend, and just making sure, staying up to date on all of those scores. Now, also, The Athletic, which if you don't know what The Athletic is, they are a site recently bought by the New York Times, so they're legit, and it's like, you know, only a few dollars a month, and you get the best of the best writing, right? You've got some of your big names like Ken Rosenthal for MLB, as well as just a bunch of other quality writers. And, you know, they put up stories every day for every team. They're long, in-depth, you know, really good reads. So I'll also probably go to that once or twice a day. And my favorite part about The Athletic is they have a widget for your home screen, at least on iPhones. And you can then see like four headlines on your home screen, which is pretty nice. So, you know, I'm just flipping through my phone and, ooh, sports headlines. So that's always a nice thing to see there. All right, next question, coming back to the How Dare You deck. What is the best thing that you have ever had to eat? This one probably have to go several years ago now, like 4 years ago. I was in Vegas, and we went into the Gordon Ramsay Burger Restaurant, which I think was in the Planet Hollywood Casino, I think. And I had the best burger I've ever eaten. It's Gordon Ramsay burger. You can't compare it to anything. It was delicious. I mean, I've had some other good burgers in my lifetime, but, you know, it does not compare it to Five Guys. All right, but all kidding aside, though, it is, you know, it was really good. If you're ever in Vegas and Planet Hollywood, stop on in there. But inside of a sports venue, the best food I have ever had. So, I mean, listen, all kinds of different stadiums have their own specialties, but my favorite, Yankee Stadium, the bacon on a stick. It's like maybe a quarter pound, maybe a half pound of bacon on a stick. Just one thick piece. It is so good. I mean, I went to the Yankees' last regular season home game in 2019. Obviously, had a bacon on a stick then. And I didn't return to Yankee Stadium until last June. Every single day of the like 600 days or whatever it was between those two games I was at, every day, always thought about that bacon. It is the best. I mean, it's just thick, it's fresh, and when you watch it sizzle right before you buy it, all on the grill with all that bacon and the smell, oh, so good. Coming back to the What the F deck, what's the best Wi-Fi name you've seen? So this one is kind of a joke. I don't know where I heard it, but on your phone, you can like set your personal hotspot name and setting it to like FBI Van 3 or something like that. And, you know, because then if someone's trying to connect and, oh, shoot, FBI van. But, you know, obviously the FBI van would not have that as the name. At least I wouldn't think so. Also, my dad's friend, we were, like, at his house once, and he was setting up a Wi-Fi, and he's a big Red Sox fan. So we were helping him come up with a good password, and we came up with, because, you know, he's a Red Sox fan, but Yankees suck! Exclamation point as the password. You know, as a Yankees fan, you know, I would do the same, so I can respect it. All right, and before we get into our last couple questions, I just want to tell you about Fanatics.com. Fanatics is where you want to go to get all sports items, all clothing, all that kind of stuff for your favorite team. You know, the baseball season, they're making progress. You know, the owners and players, they're meeting every day now, supposedly. So, you know, maybe you're trying to get a new baseball hoodie or t-shirt or jersey for your favorite team as the season comes up. Maybe you're trying to gear up for the NBA playoffs and NHL playoffs as they swing around. Or maybe all you can think about is the NFL still, and, you know, you just can't believe that Cincinnati lost. But no matter what sport you want to buy something for, you can find it at Fanatics.com. And if you go down, there will be a link for it down in the show notes. And when you use that link, it'll just track it back to the podcast. So again, anything that you could want, from sports shirts to, you know, pants and jerseys and everything, they got it at Fanatics.com. Again, link in the show notes. So, last couple questions here. Have you ever been bitten or attacked by an animal? If so, by what and why? So, I don't know if this counts, but I've been stung by bees quite a few times. And I think four, but two of them happened at once. So, count that however you want. But, I mean, all of them, like, it wasn't, they were all unintentional. Like, it wasn't like I was screwing with a bee. Like, they just got me. The first time, I guess it landed on my head. I thought it was a leaf or something. So I go to push it off my head. Bang, stings me on, like, a finger pad while I was trying to push it off my head. Next time, I was sitting on a bench, and I went to put my arm down on the armrest. Sure enough, apparently there was a bee on the armrest. I didn't look, but my arm down, bang, stings me on the arm. And then the last two times, they happened back to back. I was playing golf in September, maybe early October, and I'm walking over to this area. There's like a little creek or something, and I guess there were a bunch of bugs. And even though I was wearing long pants, I guess they got into my pants and stung me both on the knee. So that hurt. And that was on the first hole too. So I went and played another 17 holes basically with my pants rolled up because it stung. It stung. But I'm not totally sure if that one has a sports context other than the golf part of that. But yeah. All right, last question here to wrap it up. We'll keep this episode a bit shorter because it's not quite a hypothetical matchup. And then I'll tell you about some of the things coming in the next couple weeks. So what is the last thing you took a picture of? And this sort of brings us back to that SMU basketball game when George W. Bush was there and when they showed him on the Jumbotron, snapped a picture of that. So that, again, also directly relates to a sporting event. So bringing it back here to the just general idea of this podcast, the whole hypothetical sports matchup, like I mentioned at the beginning, we've got tons of stuff on the way. I'm recording an episode on Thursday. It's a bit late, but it is President's Day themed. not going to give you the exact details, but it is featuring a very large history YouTuber, which is exciting. Then, you know, coming up after that, I've got a baseball-themed episode for you, and that one is going to be coming up, 2 weeks after that, which hopefully will be right around the time that spring training ends, fingers crossed, and the regular season begins. So that'll get you excited for that baseball. And then, actually, I might even have another baseball episode right after that, so that'll also be fun. And then I think a couple basketball-related episodes, working on trying to get some interesting guests again. Oh, yeah, and then one more NFL with a guy that has had his coaching experiences in the NFL, not a player, like I had Sean Conley a little while ago, but, a guy that's coached in the NFL. So hopefully that's what's coming up over the next while. So you can get excited for that. Again, at SubstantiatePod, Instagram and Twitter. Send me an email to SubstantiatePod@gmail.com. Let me know your thoughts and let me know what kinds of matchups you want to see. And you can also do that in the form of a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, and I'll be shouting out every single review over on Apple Podcasts. And you can also ask me questions that way, or just throw out suggestions for hypothetical matchups there in that form as well on Apple Podcasts. So again, as I wrap up this episode here, like I mentioned before, tons of things coming over the next several weeks at SubstantiatePod on Instagram and Twitter. And again, I was using Poddex during this episode here. And lastly, if you go back, find your favorite ever matchup of the podcast and share it with a friend or on social media. And if it's on social media, tag me and I will share it as well and give you a shout out on the next episode. Thank you for listening to this episode of Substantiate. The best way to help support the show is to, number one, tell your friends about Substantiate. That is the number one way to support us. The second way is to leave us a 5-star review in Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. Number three, follow us at SubstantiatePod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Hello, I'm Anthony.
And I'm Dr. Issues.
And we're hosts of Capes on the Couch, the podcast where comics get counseling.
Superheroes don't always get to go home happy. That's where we come in.
We offer psychiatric and mental health analysis of comic book characters.
So check us out at capesonthecouch.live and across all social media platforms at Capes on the Couch.